It is not a game we can play half-assed, or that is exactly what we'll get, half something. Scotty and Spock make it look easy. I thought you guys were better at this than you are, and how did I get to be the guinea pig? No wonder you turkeys are taking so long at showing up. Don't tell me I volunteered and don't remember. I'm too weary to care right now. This better be helping a lot, or I'm going to get you guys, so be it to you too. Forget whatever I said about recall. Perhaps it really isn't time for that just yet. I'm going to take a break now. I feel like you know what. I think the head will surely burst this day. What for heaven's sakes is going on? I know I'm more aware, but we all know it's more than that. This place is humming. I salute you, Hatton, for I dearly love you, but, brother, I'm rather glad I didn't know you were around so close the last 56 years. Bless you ones out there who have given this segment of your existence to helping this whole world. I honor you, for I realize now I have nothing else to offer. Yes, I salute you, brothers in light. That is the end of the reading.
Well, it's still traumatic. You see, we have a problem. It's hard when it comes back down to, let us call it, perceived reality. When you take the mysticism away from it, and you look at the hardcore facts, we've got a real, real problem. Many have made the journey, and you don't recall. That's why I wanted you to listen. There is a bar that goes across just below the shoulder blades. And that's where the vibrations, pulsations, the disintegration and the body scanning comes from. There must be a computerized scanning process that scans every gene, every DNA molecule. Or we're going to assemble you back looking like whatever errors might show up on that computer program. And that has to be held. And you have a panic. And here we were dealing with someone who has experienced it enough now to be what I would
It is not a game we can play half-assed, or that is exactly what we'll get, half something. Scotty and Spock make it look easy. I thought you guys were better at this than you are, and how did I get to be the guinea pig? No wonder you turkeys are taking so long at showing up. Don't tell me I volunteered and don't remember. I'm too weary to care right now. This better be helping a lot, or I'm going to get you guys, so be it to you too. Forget whatever I said about recall. Perhaps it really isn't time for that just yet. I'm going to take a break now. I feel like you know what. I think the head will surely burst this day. What for heaven's sakes is going on? I know I'm more aware, but we all know it's more than that. This place is humming. I salute you, Hatton, for I dearly love you, but, brother, I'm rather glad I didn't know you were around so close the last 56 years. Bless you ones out there who have given this segment of your existence to helping this whole world. I honor you, for I realize now I have nothing else to offer. Yes, I salute you, brothers in light. That is the end of the reading.
Well, it's still traumatic. You see, we have a problem. It's hard when it comes back down to, let us call it, perceived reality. When you take the mysticism away from it and you look at the hardcore facts, we've got a real, real problem. Many have made the journey and you don't recall. That's why I wanted you to listen. There is a bar that goes across just below the shoulder blades. And that's where the vibrations, pulsations, the disintegration and the body scanning comes from. There must be a computerized scanning process that scans every gene, every DNA molecule. Or we're going to assemble you back looking like whatever errors might show up on that computer program. And that has to be held. And you have a panic. And here we were dealing with someone who has experienced it enough now to be what I would consider extremely sophisticated at it. And the panic is almost unbelievable. When the breath is withdrawn, when the air is withdrawn, it is like smothering in the ocean. That is the one item we cannot seem to handle. We can remove the memory of it, but as knowledge comes, it is harder and harder to even remove that memory because the traumatic memories are what remain. Now she has been through it enough that she knows that we are going to be very gentle with her and we're not going to allow anything to happen to her. Nothing. If it were not going well, it would be called off. But you're talking about dealing with hundreds of thousands of energies who've not experienced it, and they're terrified already of the energies approaching them. And all manner of things occurring to them. We have to get proximity to them. Somehow we can scan if we can keep the body still. Well, keeping the body still when it anticipates and is terrorized is another whole problem. And even as good as she is, and we put a device over the face that causes the body not to need the oxygen while it is disintegrating without clotting or bringing any kind of damage to the circulatory lack of circulation, I should say. One clot on reentry and you're dead, either to the brain or to the heart, and basically to any limb that could break off and lodge in the heart artery or vein or a segment of the brain circulatory system. You would have a CVA, a vascular accident, stroke. You see, she doesn't like it. It's scary. And we laugh a lot, but it's scary for us too. So here's the situation. You have to have a complete scan, a complete diagrammatic program. You've got to do all the things that cause the body then to dissolve. Then you've got to transport those molecules in order and rebuild, reestablish. It is not pleasant. The dissolving is not so bad. The reassembling causes great, great surges as those nerves wake up and begin to function again. It seems like an eternity. Obviously, it is very brief. So when you hear of ones being abducted, in a way, this is what you're picking up from them. They're not being dissolved and reassembled, but they are being rendered totally helpless. And usually in the stabilization, they are put into some kind of an anesthetic situation or a breathing situation whereby the body is being furnished with everything it needs to function. So part of the bad odor is the gaseous substance used to supply everything that body needs so that you don't have heart attacks. A heart attack is not allowed. Sometimes a cardiac arrest occurs, but we can start the heart again. We have to really watch that blood. Because the first tendency on stagnation is clotting. And then you have everybody wandering around feeling like hell. We still have work to do. There's lack of perfection between here and God. And it's a serious game we're about. But it's sure not boring. We're just going to have to begin to live through some of these things and share. And the reason that we're doing it is because as the other ones of you, because you all volunteered, and some of you have done it, and you don't remember it, but you're getting those little nudges now. You're not liking them either. A little bit of excitement, but you don't remember the whole ball of wax. But you remember the panic. And as we start really working at it, it helps us for it to be in your consciousness, because I could monitor her as we went through that. And boy, she didn't like it. And that heart starts pumping 180, 190, 100, 200. And with you ones, it's that possible knowledge that possibly it won't fit back together properly. Anybody like to question me a little bit? Or a lot?
Well, Commander, in the event of a evacuation situation, it seems like the alternative is even worse, so there is a whole lot of constructive measure and worrying over
We have to pick up the frequency of the heartbeat, of the nerve impulses, and of the pulsating of the bloodstream. And in a state of panic or fear, they all get completely out of control already. So put it in your heart and pray for it to come about, that we can put whatever is necessary into these visuals that will go out to your fellow brother, that will trigger his ability to remain calm under circumstances that you cannot yet comprehend, friends. No matter what you think you're ready for, you're not. And we walked her through the whole thing. From the opening up of the earth and the radioactive spewing out to the falling down of the cities, to where nothing remained except the encapsulated cities that we have built. You have built. And once again, the helplessness of being unable to even touch it. You would rather go with it. Well, you didn't come here to go with it. You came here to rebuild it. You didn't come here to go sit it out on a mothercraft. You came here to be with it while it is rebuilt. Without the blueprints of the cities that you build, there will be nothing from which to build. And remember back to the cave. A cave will look good to you. We must do it. We must do it. And here's where man still exercises free will. We must do it. But we don't have to do it. It's still a choice. And I dreaded the day we have to get serious about it. Really serious. I do not concern for the ones in this room. So you have one bad transition. I don't like coming back and forth. I knew it would be bad when she remembered. I've told you, I don't like having to come and then go and come and go. There's always a risk. And it's always uncomfortable. You have nerve endings that go right straight to your brain. It is painful. It is terrifying. It is like having a billion bees on you. And then if they're not stinging you, it's like they're still crawling on you. I don't look forward to it myself. And we are working diligently at how to make this easier. But I don't concern about most ones. If we can get them calm enough, we can get them aboard, and they don't have to go back and forth. For a while, you ones have to go back and forth. Let us call it practice. You're going to have to make that journey with some of your brethren. Each of you has a talent, a contribution to be made. So you're going to have your brethren get back and forth or at least one way. And then you're going to have to make it the other way. So you've got at least one full round trip. And your ones are not going to get off with just one trip. We're going to need you also functioning in this dimension in bodily form. So you've got hands. So be it. Questions?
Speak of the transformation from the physical to the other dimension, and you speak as if it's some type of an automated transition. Have most of us been through this before?
You have. Most of you have not. You have, John.
Well, is that why I've got trouble with my left leg?
It could very well be.
Because there was no reason for it. And, that kind of impairs things a little bit. But I'll do my job regardless.
Yes, I know. And I want you to know that we know. And maybe it can get fixed.
Good. I was hoping that perhaps if I could do a good enough job, you'll do something for me. This bodily form, going and coming. Now, I've traveled in the astral, and that's a very very simple technique, apparently.
Oh, yes, that's great.
But the way you describe this, now, I've heard of this disintegration of a mouse and rebuilding them being done by Bell Labs many, many years ago in Atlantic City. You folks have a super equipment that will do this somehow.
Yes.
Why is it that you have these little glitches that go out of control? Is this because of the individual's construction or his
genetic makeup?
Genetic makeup and so forth. Things that you can't anticipate.
You have another situation where very frequently, if the astral body is completely clear of the body, we can do it easily. Or if the astral body remains. That is why, if you will notice, when she was writing, her astral body, once it was reassembled, remained with the body completely in place until the body was stabilized. If you get a situation where you have ones who travel frequently in an astral plane, they would try to remove. And we get into trouble. That's one place we can get into trouble. I misspoke. We do not usually get into trouble, but there is one area where you can. That the astral body begins to change the molecular movement. And it tries to take off. If we can get the astral body removed, and this is usually what we would do with you, would be to request that you simply abandon. Just remain attached only as you would if you were astrally traveling, and that leaves the body there just doing its motor function. Then it is very simple.
I emergency, then it's best for us to be trained into that mode then.
Possibly. You're going to have to be trained. It's just, I see no other way to always depend on perfection, so that at such given time as we are in a mess, if you will, we can each do our job. Because you would be coming, because you would have a job to do.
Could you state what type of jobs we might be doing, or is it too premature?
Mostly you would be receiving of others. You would be picking up exactly where we are when we're working with you. That is in the middle of the crisis. Then you will do what all of us do, and that is you go back to what you're good at. Whatever your responsibilities are. But during an upheaval, during the time of basic transition, and let us put it this way, you see, when you end up in the fourth dimension, you're ending up with a much higher frequency and a much finer, refined, very lightweight form. So as these molecules are being reassembled, everything is much, much more refined, tremendously increased frequency. You will pass through actually being light back into form. Now there is no great loss if you slip on into astral. The form can be basically rebuilt later. So the ones who do that will be put aside. Just head there. And they can observe or whatever. We're not concerned about that. That is not a problem. Yes.
In the third dimension, if one was to move their body from, like, say, just one place, like from California to Oregon, in the third dimension, is it the same kind of a process with dematerialization?
If you do it by
thought
dissolution, if you take your body, yes.
If you take your body, it would be the same process?
Yes, if you. That's the only way you're going to get your body there, unless you put the body on something and haul it over there. If you transfer it, teleport it. Mm-hmm. It isn't quite the same. I don't know how to. So much of it also has to do with your consciousness, you see. Many things happen, and if it is immaterial, you might just wake up over there, but what has happened is you've gone through the process and you have no recall of it. You ones are getting so high in frequency and so attuned with what is going on that when the Veda comes up, you're having to do everything with knowledge. So you're not able to pull the curtain down and say, oh boy, that was a fun trip. You're going to experience every damn molecule breaking up and going back together. Now you will get to the point where it will not bother you so much. But all knowledge is a very painful thing. And men think they want it.
Does it hurt physically when that happens?
Yes. When those nerves begin to wake up again, it is very, very painful.
Commander?
Unpleasant. Painful is not exactly it.
Because I was under the impression that the soul will avoid pain at any cost.
It will. And that's why the astral body tries to take off, friend. Please, Rick.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but when I was meditating at one point in Oregon, I had an experience where there was an energy shift, and when I came back, I
came back with the memory of an experience not unlike almost drowning, and the panic that is similar to that.
Yes.
I believe it's what we're talking about.
Yes.
I didn't care for it too much.
No. Man needs to breathe. And he knows he needs to breathe. And any time that is stopped, you know, you only have just a few moments before the vital fluids and lack of oxygen can ruin the brain. That's why it has to be done properly, and it has to be done rapidly. And supplies to that essence must be continued. And yet the first thing is total panic, as if someone put a pillow over your face, or you were in water and you couldn't breathe. And man is made that way. That is to trigger the breath mechanism. Else a baby wouldn't breathe at all.
Commander?
Yes.
Is it kosher to, in some of these films and videos, to perhaps instill a subliminal message to ensure almost an automatic response of relaxation upon sight of the beam or something along that line?
But we will work at it. We've got to do something magnificent. And there are many plans. Don't just think we're hanging out there with no thought about it. It's pretty well planned. But I'm breaking you ones into it so that you begin to understand what's happening.
What's going on with the mountain? There's bells ringing practically. It's quite
well,
active.
I knew that was coming, and I may not speak of it in this room.
Okay. Well, it's a hummer.
We're getting into a situation now where we're getting a lot of attention. These things are easy enough to talk about. But when we get down to talking about things taking place, I will not put you in jeopardy by discussing it.
Okay.
Yes, much is going on. Much. Does anyone else have a question?
Yes, I have one.
Please, Alan.
What you were just speaking of a few minutes ago about we are getting in tune to a higher frequency. Recently, I've been feeling that feeling like that I'm not in tune at all with frequencies and energies around me as I was about six or 8 weeks ago. Could you?
It fluctuates. It really truly does. And with any kind of negative impact, that's going to throw you off. There are abrupt and sudden changes in the energy patterns. Just go with it. Try not to concern yourself about it. And above all, don't get hung up on it.
No, I don't. But I don't seem to notice, or maybe I just do notice, but I don't respond the same as several weeks back, like for a nudge to do something or go somewhere or something like that.
Maybe that's because you're doing what you need to do. Usually those nudges come when you're about to go somewhere else.
Keep you on course.
So I should assume I've been going the right directions lately. Somewhat. Also, what Rick was talking about in regards to his meditation and feeling, having a feeling of drowning, like, would that be the same from in dreams of being, of drowning or suffocated or something like that.
What is your question?
Well,
that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
You are suffocating.
So, if I'm picking that up out of dreams at different times, that's where it is coming from?
It could very well be. Two things happen. When the panic button says, oops, no air, can't breathe, you know what you do? You hold your breath. Just as long as you can. If you didn't hold your breath, we wouldn't have the problem, because immediately the form would be okay. But man panics and somehow signals the brain, this is the last breath I'm ever going to have in my existence. I'm gone, I'm dead, I'm finished. And you will hold your breath. And that's where the pain comes from, because you hold your breath just as long as you can. And you know that that becomes painful. And you would see children hold their breath until they pass out. Well, we don't always have time to wait for you to pass out. By then you're already all upset.
It's something which I have used, and I don't know how I was taught this, but whenever this happens to me, well, I say, it's only a dream, go back to sleep. See, because in a dream, it's unreal. You just relax.
So now we know the dreams are the real stuff.
Yes, but you can treat it the same.
Is this something maybe that's coming into knowledge just through remembrance? Because I used to have no problem with swimming underwater, holding my breath. Now I can't hold my breath. I mean, this is even when I smoked. I could hold my breath for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever. Now I hold my breath even just sitting at home, whatever. I'll hold my breath and I get extremely scared and have to breathe. I just know I can't hold my breath.
Well, this is why we're having this session.
So this breath thing is...
Because you ones are just about ready to wake up and smell the bacon.
Is there any harm in holding your breath for a long period of time? Because I do that sometimes for focus and centering.
Yes and no. It's foolish, because you can withhold breath long enough on a conscious level to injure the brain, unless you are also able to slow your blood mechanism down, your heart cells, your heart beating down at the same time. Now, the mystical ones of the Far East could do that, can do that. I don't see anyone in this room that can do that. So you can practice at it if you want to spend time at it. It is not going to accomplish what you need to accomplish. That is not your job on this place, to sit and regulate your heartbeat and all of those things as a demonstration. I would far rather you once go right ahead and breathe and beat, so that we can make this transition a little bit easier. Yes, you can create brain damage if you can convince your conscious mind to leave you conscious. What will happen with the lack of oxygen? Your body will turn off and you will collapse, and then you will begin to breathe again. That is the built-in mechanism. But yes, toying around with these things can be very dangerous. This is one reason I don't want to sound like a poo-pooer, but your job is not to sit and meditate your life away. And you ones, I would far rather you do what comes naturally than to work at all of these far-out things. I don't want any of you with damaged brain cells. And lack of oxygen does it. I don't care who you are. and the way that, let us call them the gurus, the shaman, have done it, is they regulate the body mechanism, and then the breathing takes care of itself. But that also means triggering what you would call your, I think, your K vitamin. There is a mechanism that is triggered that keeps your blood from clotting. You are a physical manifestation. And as long as you are a physical manifestation, you are going to act like any other body. There are ones who are accomplished enough, and David Copperfield is one of them, who can literally, while conscious, in his consciousness, floating right along with him, he can dematerialize and move his molecules through anything and reassemble them.
Does he feel pain at that time? Or does he have that
under control? No, he has himself completely under control.
So that's how he did that Great Wall trick?
Oh yes, he does it very, very well.
I would like to learn how to do that.
Why? That's not your job. That's David Copperfield's job.
I don't want to do it.
You can't make some bets and win some money.
I just want to be able to move it in my body sometime if I ever
well,
needed to.
You have
where? Cornered like a raccoon.
Not to show for, not to show anyone, just my own self.
Just keep plugging at it then. What you have to do is keep the consciousness, and that's where it goes. The more that you can stay into the subconscious and the consciousness at the same time. That's the way to practice. But I want, all of you want, with your consciousness, we need to get these projects and proposals together. And leave China Walls to David Copperfield. He can dissolve any portion of his body. Many of the great ones came. And no, it is not painful in that instance. But it certainly does take a lot of control. But these ones came with that gift. You ones did not. Their mission was different. Their makeup is different. They're more etheric already. The ones of the angelic realm who come down are more etheric than you are. Their job is different. My problem is the panic I feel when I move into your density. I can't breathe in because of the density.
You have to breathe?
No, I don't. But I do when I'm your density.
We have 2 minutes left on this tape, Commander.
Well, we're not done, so.
All right, I'll give you another one.
Do you smell our air?
Yes, and I don't like it.
How does it strike you?
Like it has particles in it. Like I could almost touch it. It's heavy. It's abrasive.
Like us breathing in a sandstorm?
Somewhat. It doesn't feel quite that bad, but it's better here or at the higher altitudes. We don't need the kind of oxygen that your body needs. And therefore, I find in more material form, I have a tendency to be very wobbly because I don't like the heaviness.